This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. I've encouraged you on this program beginning this year to set a goal of reading through the Bible during the next 2 years. To do this, you need to read about 2 chapters a day. I hope many of you have been doing this. If you haven't, or maybe you didn't know about this challenge, why not start reading along with us, beginning where we are now, starting the book of 2 Samuel. The theme I gave this book as I read it is Pride's Downward Pull. In Proverbs 11:2, it says, "When pride comes, then comes shame." Watch this principle operate as you read more about David's life in 2 Samuel. His sin of carelessness in gathering many wives was the first indication of pride. Then, instead of leading his armies in war, he stayed behind in Jerusalem. His conceit dulled his conscience. When temptation struck, he fell. The third step down was cowardice. His heart was callous to where he tried covering his first evil deed by committing a second. If David, a man after God's own heart, was taken by pride, we better be careful. David's song of praise found in 2 Samuel 22 affirms this truth based on his own experience. "You save the humble, but your eyes are on the haughty to bring them low." Keep this practical principle in mind as you read the book of 2 Samuel. See it illustrated in the various experiences of David's life. Then humble yourself before God and ask Him to keep you from a proud, arrogant, haughty heart, so that you might be fit to continue being a servant He can use. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.